we spoke about a week ago, and I asked you, has this been one of the toughest years or the toughest year of your career? And you kind of said you didn't want to talk about that till the end of the season. How would you categorize this season?
For me personally?
Yeah.
I think it was a lot of ups and downs, to be honest. If you start, start off with the 4-game suspension right away. Missed the Elter game. That was kind of a tough blow, to be honest. It's one of those games you look forward to a lot, and missed that. And then I finally, started to get into the rhythm. About a month before the All-Star break, and thought I played some really good hockey. And then after All-Star break, I just, couldn't get into the rhythm and struggled a little bit. And, the team wasn't playing as well. And, we lost a lot of key players. And so I thought it was a lot of, emotions around it. And, when you kind of realize that we're not going to make playoffs, and, that sucks. We all want to play those important games at the end of the year. And, to be sitting here today and facing some tough questions, it's never easy. And you always want to be in that mix at the end of the year. And it sucks when you don't make the playoffs.
You alluded to, you lost some teammates and also some close friends.
Yep.
And the team's going in a radically different direction now, too. Does any of that erode your desire to be here long term?
I think everybody knows how much I would love playing in Calgary. And I think we have a really unique fan base that, supports us no matter what. And I think there was you look at yesterday, and that we got quite the cheer after the game yesterday, and I think that speaks so highly of our fans that's here, and who really wants us to win every game, and they want us to make the playoffs each and every year, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and I'm 27 now, turning 28 next year. I'm not at the start of my career anymore, and I want to make the playoffs every year, and I want to play the important games at the end of each year, and I got 2 more years left of my contract, and as far as I'm concerned, I have a contract with the Calgary Flames, and that's not going to change this summer.
Do you think that this team is on a direction that you can achieve those goals, like playing in those big games here in Calgary?
Yeah, I do. And I think, if you look at the young guys that have come up this year, I think they've all been really good. You look at Sars throughout the whole year, it's been really good. You look at Pospy and, Maddie towards the end of the season, I thought did a really good job. So, it's exciting future ahead. But it's not just them. It's, us. I guess old guys, if you want to call it that, and we got to take the next step too in leadership and everything around for everyone to take the next step, for the organization take the next step to be a playoff team each and every year, and not just playoff then miss the playoff, playoff miss the playoff, and I think we're on a good trajectory to be that, and I think it's going to be a really exciting summer ahead.
What do you think needs to happen on the ice? What does this group need to make that next step where you are playing meaningful games next season?
Honestly, as I said, I think for us older guys to take the next step in the leadership and to play well night in and night out, and the reality of the NHL is you're not going to feel your best each and every night, but if you can find it 3-4 more games where you can feel your best, then your B game, so-called, is a little bit better too, and then for the young guys to take the next step, I think that's what needs to happen here, and as I said, it's, you don't want to be in and out each year, and you want to be a playoff team for a long time, and for that to happen, it's we all got to take the next step. And I think we all got to remember this feeling of, you know, sitting here today and the feeling of not making the playoffs. You know, it sucks. It really does. And so remember this feeling, have the feeling, you know, throughout the summer. And, you know, we all need to work in different stuff. And but come September, October, we'll be ready.
Raz, if this is a retool and maybe it takes a couple years to get where the organization wants, is that something you embrace as kind of being a leader and, you know, part of the solution in getting the team to where they want to be?
Yes and no. You know, I'm not in the front office. I don't make those, you know, tough decisions. But, you know, with the relationship me and Connie have, you know, we've known each other for, you know, almost 10 years now. And we have a really good relationship. And so, you know, we talk quite a bit. And you know, at this point of my career, you know, you want to set a good example. You want to, you know, be there for the young guys and push them and, you know, make jokes with them, make them, you know, feel really part of the team. But yeah, as I said, I don't really know what's going to happen this summer, which direction we're heading in. But, you know, I hope it's, you know, towards the direction to make the playoffs each and every year.
Raz, do you feel like there was some you know, learning of the leadership side of it from this year too? Like, did you take anything away from that department? You've talked about it, and, you know, I think we see that too. But, you know, is there any takeaways in terms of growing in that area personally?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this was the first year, you know, you're in the leadership meetings in the group. And, you know, it's different. And, you know, I think I stayed a little quiet in the first couple, and then you kind of start to speak up and, you know, but that comes with, you know, me and Back's relationship too. You know, we've known each other for so long, and, you know, if he needed something, he knew he could lean on me. And if I thought something, I would tell him. And I think, you know, it's a little different too, right? Because we started off the season with two more players in the leadership group, and then he gets swapped up for another three, kind of. And so I think it was a good learning experience for, you know, the four or five of us who got in there. And you know, you learn a lot by sitting in those meetings, and that, you know, people look towards you now more than ever. And so, yeah, it was definitely a learning experience for the first few months. And then I thought I grew into it more and more towards the end.
How did you feel like Ryan Huska did in his first year? I know that there were obviously challenges for the group and for the organization, but it does feel, if I compare this to a year ago, there doesn't seem to be the same sort of negativity.
Yeah, I thought he did good. I thought he did really good. I thought it was exactly what the team needed, and to just, you know, calm the waters a little bit. And I thought he did a good job with that. And you know, we're probably going to get into more of, you know, me and Husky are going to have talks at the end of the month or whatever, and because I'm staying around here for a little bit, and to just see, you know, pick his brain a little bit of what he thought and what we thought, and that kind of stuff. And but overall, I thought he did a really good job. It's what we needed, and as I said, we just needed to calm the waters a little bit, and I thought he did a really good job of that.
Everybody plays through injury in this game. Were there any injuries you were battling through this season?
Yeah, it was. There's always a few problems with. You guys could probably see that against LA when I took that shot block. That was the third time in quite some time that hit me in the exact same spot. So I struggled with that foot probably for a little bit, but that's no excuse to my season. I know I gotta step it up a little bit and just play better overall. As I said, I thought just once I finally got into a rhythm, it was the All-Star break, and my role changed a little bit after the All-Star break, and then it kind of changed back to what it was before. So it was a good year for me, I think, mentally, and to just, you know, battle through some adversity, that everything is not easy in the NHL. You're going to have ups and downs. And so, you know, I'm proud of the way I battled, and but I still got to do a better job, I feel like.
Are you able, having played for Ryan in both the AHL and the NHL, how would you describe him as a coach?
I think it's a lot of different between the AHL and the NHL, Ryan. And because, you know, when you're in the NHL, you know, it's pretty much the, or in the AHL, sorry, it's pretty much the management that chooses the lineup. They want to see their young guys do well. And so in the NHL, it's different, right? It's a winning mentality more than the AHL. And so, you know, this was the first time we saw Ryan's, you know, system and all of that kind of stuff. Because when you're in the AHL, you play the NHL system. And so, you know, step right into the role. And that's the thing with Ryan too, he's so prepared for each and every meeting, and he knows exactly what he wants out of each and every practice. And so, you know, the way he prepares himself, it's I can't tell you a better person to do that.
Have you been approached to go to the World?
Yeah, I'm having a baby on Tuesday, so I can't.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.